The following podcast contains mature content.
And the views expressed are not that of the studio.
Okay, wait.
What?
I want to be honest with these people. This is, guys, thank you for joining us at Censorious. This is our second episode we've recorded tonight. We had a technical difficulty on my end. My computer crashed. I lost all the files of the gorgeous episode we've recorded. So we have my best friends on the line saving my bacon, and we're just going to give you guys a show anyway and try and keep it organic, even though it is our second show today. We have an interesting micro story to share, and I have a couple insights that I didn't get to pop in the last episode. So consider this the bonus-sode to the episode that was lost to time and history. Welcome back to Censorious, guys. This is the hopefully someday famous pickup episode wherein I make up for the episode that I just lost that was an hour long. This one will probably be a little bit shorter as we all want to get on with our nights and not feel too bad for too long.
And not have to record a podcast with two of the boys I love most in the world.
Oh, no.
Awful, no.
We know, why, like I said, I have my best friends online, we know how you are, in the studio, at least, from, our last episode. And we really appreciate all the wonderful words that you shared with us. And
they were like, so good. Like, honestly, tearjerkers, like you were going to win
a
podcast Emmy for that work that I did for you.
That reminds me, and this is a terrible time to let you guys know for the first time, but we submitted for the Streamy. We're in consideration for the Streamy Awards this year.
Oh my gosh.
And so, so if
literally
you guys
get a chance. The last episode was so freaking good. You would have won the Streamies hands down because of my very good words that I said on the podcast.
I think we might win best lost episode that no one got to hear, or best episode with missing hosts. Because I still have everyone else's track but mine.
We could just release it, or you could, I suppose I should say, release it with just like not you in it. Is that avant-garde? Is that art?
Is that interesting? I think we could do it.
Vote now in the chat.
Like that call-in line that we talked about, we alluded to.
Yeah,
man. It is a ride to do a podcast every week and to make a show every week. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stuff to juggle. So sometimes something slips through the cracks. But,
namely, your audio file.
Oh my God. You know what? If people are interested in that, reach out to us on social and I can make it. I'll save it in our archives and we'll have it ready. But
so we could just give it to and could try and fill in the blanks of what he thinks that you were saying.
Oh my,
that might be really funny, actually. I think that's a good idea. It's like a choose your own podcast adventure. That's,
if you're interested in doing that, I would totally give that to you. And there would be no due date. You would just like in your free time be like, all right, let me try and retcon this podcast.
I think that's the perfect idea. You should clean up the audio and send it to me synced up. And I will listen back to it live and fill in my own version.
You know what? This is the lemons that I knew that you guys would find.
Yeah.
So everyone out there in the future, we will give you tonight's intended episode with all the same wonderful commentary from our treasured guest, but and commentary. But the role of Chris O'Cowell will be played by and I think, honestly, I think that's for the best. So I'm going to make that happen. And we're going to share that with you guys, maybe like a midweek or something as something like a little treat. And I'll do a little bumper before so you know which one it is. But the episode was called Neville or Long Bottom Energy. So
God,
you can look out for
good
the
jokes. we had long schlong energy.
You know, they're coming back. They're coming back. Don't spoil them.
Sorry.
Because they're going
to
be there.
I didn't mean
they're
to give
all
you
there.
Any sort of clue as to what was going on. My bad.
Yeah. It was about, and the episode was about standing up to your friends, even at the risk of losing that friendship. And so it's an important thing in this time period as everyone's adjusting to long distance friendships and long distance relationships, and also under a lot of strain from the election and misinformation and the virus and being inside all the time. So we thought it was,
streamy. You know,
no, our streamy submission actually was raised by racism. So either they'll be like super blown away or we'll be put on a list. But either way,
that's a good episode. That's not this one.
That's not this one. This one is the pickup episode. And actually, has a story to share with us of triumph, of sacrifice, of soda. That he could share, if you would share with our audience, I think they might feel slightly consoled that they have missed out on a far more ambitious episode than this.
I would be honored to share that story, that sweet, syrupy carbonated story.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
The first piece of the story is context. I am a tortured man.
But not for the reason you'd expect.
I am doomed to fall in love with minor commodity items and have them disappear from my life forever. And I say this from experience because it has happened to me multiple times.
Disproportionately. Like, objectively, this is an issue that affects disproportionately more than any other person.
The two that I can think of off the top of my head are the loss of, in Austin, where I live, Noodles & Company used to be a restaurant that had a location here. I went there once. It was my favorite thing because noodles are amazing, and a restaurant that will make them for me saves me about, I don't know, 15 minutes. So like, that's awesome. I will totally go to a restaurant and pay for that.
How far do you have to drive to get there, though? More than 15?
No. I mean, well, now where we live now, it'd be right up the street. We could stop in after a grocery trip. It would be right there.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, I'm cursed. I drive by the place that took over its location and I shake my fist at it every time. Curse you, kebab shop.
kebab shop.
But I went to Noodles & Company in Austin once, and then it closed and died. And the next time we went, they had a sign up on the door, and it ruined my entire week.
I would argue your entire life.
Well, that was the first time that this happened to me in recent memory, so I didn't know the long, dark, deadly road
arduous
in
journey
front of
that
me.
Lay ahead.
So the next thing that was ripped from me is actually very similar to the thing we're talking about today. One of our local taco places used to have a cherry soda on tap, and it was the best cherry soda. And also the Draft House, the Alamo Draft House, famed movie theater extraordinary, also had this same soda on tap. So anytime I would go to those two places, which was often in the before times, believe it or not, children, as we huddle around the LED glow of what remains of our civilization inside our houses, I used to go outside to these places
there
quite frequently.
There would be hundreds of people inside one building.
And we would sit and we would rest on chairs that others knowingly had rested upon.
And we would put things in our mouths.
We thought nothing of it.
With our
breathing
fingers.
Breathing next to each other.
Touching other surfaces.
Laughing close by. And anytime I went to one of these two places, I would get this soda because it was really good. And it is now gone. There's no trace of it anywhere. In losing Main Root Black Cherry, I have been looking for some sort of replacement. And we stopped in at a local liquor store the other day and just walked down the mixers section. I think it was coincidental. We weren't even going there on purpose. But I saw on the shelf a six-pack of Henry Weinhard's Black Cherry Cream Soda. And I bought it. And I got home and I had it and I had some. And it was delicious. We both agree, which does not happen necessarily about soda super often. She's not big into cherry flavored stuff. I loved it. She loved it. Great. We made it through the six pack in about 2 weeks, not super rapid or anything. And before playing our weekly game of Dungeons and Dragons, which I like having a fun drink for, I said, hey, would you mind running out to the store and picking up another six pack of that? She said, yeah, sure, no problem. She gets to the store and they're out. They don't have any on the shelf. She asks them, they say, oh yeah, nope, no idea. Not there. They call around and none of the other stores that they call have any of this. But I go online and I see one of the locations has 20 four packs. So we call that store and say, hey, do you have any of that, any of this specific product? It says you have some online. And I was the one actually on the phone, so she can probably.
So I'll jump in here with my experience. I get on the phone. I say, excuse me, I would like to purchase goods and or services from your establishment. And they say, let me transfer you to grocery. So I was like, all right, let's talk to the grocery department. And a very spirited.
Wait, who do you call at the grocery store that's not grocery?
This is the liquor store, and they stock like charcuterie supplies.
It's a Texas liquor store, so they have everything. They have their own grocery
They have a humidor.
They have a carousel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a petting zoo out back. It doesn't really mix with the alcohol well, but you know, they're trying it.
A rehab.
Yeah, you know. So I get transferred to the grocery department and a spirited woman picks up the phone and says, hi, how can I help you? And I say, I would like to purchase Henry Weinhard's Black Cherry Cream Gourmet Soda, please. And she, with just a knowledge that I cannot comprehend, says, oh, well, I've got five cases of that in the back. And I was like, excellent. I would like to purchase one six pack. And she said, well, they're expired. And I said, how expired?
At this point, on the other end of the phone, my cursed senses are just going haywire.
Your spidey senses are tingling.
I feel my minor commodities start to slip through my fingers.
So, she says, well, they expired in November. And I said, of 2019? And she said, yes. And I stopped for a second, and I looked at who was gazing at me, his confidence waning. And I said, are they available for purchase? And she said, yeah, just come in. And then we ended the phone call.
Yeah, I can't say any more damning evidence on the phone. Our calls are recorded.
If this gets recorded and gets back to me and you get botulism, I don't want my name on this subtext.
Ooh,
but
the botch.
Having worked in quick food service for a long time, I know that soda doesn't expire. This is a made-up number on the bottle to minimize risk for anyone who is like, my soda was flat. So I was like, yeah, we're going to go and purchase some very old soda and we'll get what he wants. My man gets what he wants. Did I max the mic?
we're clipping a little. Let me actually take a second to adjust that down.
Sorry.
Is that higher or lower? I think that's lower.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Well, maybe. Oh, yeah, that was higher. Okay. This is better. Let's do this.
Is this better?
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll my man gets what he wants. So.
Wait, can we hold that in the show? Oh, I have a headache.
Oh, my God. It's probably from the stress.
of failure, you see.
Yes. So my man gets what he wants. I look at and I'm like, get in, bitch. We're going shopping. So I'll let you take it from here.
So we got to the store and I walk past the shelf, not really expecting to to see it on the shelf. This is clearly an unorthodox situation already. But on the shelf, I do see two other sodas from this manufacturer. They have their root beer and they have their vanilla cream. They're both on the shelf in packaging with labels that have the name of the soda and the price. Nothing weird about it. But they don't have this black cherry one. And so we walk back towards like where we ended up, where they have mead, like in this weird, dark, neckbeardy corner of the store where only the bravest tread, and still don't see it. And so we ask, you know, someone we see with a shirt on that's got the logo, like, oh yeah, you work here.
Everyone else is ass naked.
Everyone else, you know, we did a mask mandate and just everyone wears masks, but nothing else. That's that's Austin taking it weird.
Keep it weird.
No, an employee shirt is what I should have said. A logo shirt. And we ask, hey, we're looking for this specific product. Can you help? And she just kind of like, she narrows her eyes at us, which was the only part of her face I could see.
She thought you were an inspector, dude.
I guess, dude. Somebody coming to narrow, like a, yeah, I was like a secret shopper come to crack down on the place.
In a friggin' Black Lives Matter shirt.
Yeah, I walk into Specs, a liquor store, and the thing I'm going to crack down on you for is your mixers. But
that's
she
where
says,
they get you.
Yeah, let me go look. And she wanders off into the back, and I'm just poking around for this because at this point, I don't even think it exists. I think it's a myth. I think I fell through a Berenstain Bears dimension and Mandela'd myself out of a dimension where there actually is this soda. So I'm poking around and kicking tires, and I see two stacks of five boxes, cases of something.
Oh,
just
shit.
Like unceremoniously stacked behind a shelf.
Yeah, like on on the wrong side of a shelf. And so I wander over there and I recognize the trademark and I go, oh yeah, it's Henry Weinhard's. Oh yeah, look, that says black cherry cream. That's them. It's five cases of the soda. And she comes back a couple minutes later after we found it and we go, oh, so sorry. It's over here. Fucking weird. Like out in the middle of the floor. But this is it. Can we buy this? Because it's not, we look on the box and it does say November 2019. Like that wasn't a lie. It is quote unquote expired. So we ask, are you selling this? Because it's definitely not displayed that way. And she goes, I think so.
Who wants to know?
Yeah, again. All right, Mr.
If you're
Secret
a cop,
Shopper,
you have to tell me.
What are you, like eight raccoons in gym shorts and a t-shirt? I don't believe you. So I don't think so,
you cherry-loving liar.
She goes and gets the grocery person that talked to on the phone. Yeah. And she comes over and she's just brassy. Braids flailing as if they're weapons. Mm-hmm. And she says, yeah, cool. Talk to you on the phone. So here's the deal. A guy custom ordered these, special ordered these. That's why they're here. But when we took the order, no one got his name or number. So we couldn't follow up with him and he never showed up to claim them. So they've sat here for a year and a half. And now, previously to this, I wasn't technically able to sell them because someone did special order them. And now they're past the date, so I definitely can't sell them. But also, I can't write them off to the distributor and ask for our money back because then the distributor, seeing that much stock being written off, will go, oh, this product doesn't sell, and they're going to discontinue it. And nobody will be able to get this.
But I also haven't been able to order more because I have five cases
I have
in
a
inventory.
Surplus.
Oh my God. It's a fucking catch 22.
She is totally caught between rock and hard place with this stupid soda. And it's probably been a headache for her the entire time it sat on her floor.
I'm sure she feels, she feels like failure every time she walks past it. It's a mountain of regret, literally.
And so now, you know, now I understand why when I asked for this very specific thing from a liquor store that, like, who the hell wants a soft drink from a liquor store? The woman immediately knew what she was talking about and was like, oh, yeah, just come in. So I clarify.
Might be the guy.
I clarify and say, so can I buy this? And she said, well, yeah, if you want to. And I was like, okay. I mean, it is expired though. Do you mind if I taste one before I commit to buying some? And she goes, oh yeah, no problem. So I crack one open. It's still fizzy. It still tastes fine. There's nothing weird about it at all. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll buy some. And she says, great, I'll give you a case discount on whatever you buy because it is past the date. I'll go clear that with my manager, be right back. And so and I are now talking about, okay, how much of this are we actually going to buy? There's five cases here. That's 120 bottles of soda.
And we live in 750 square feet.
And it's just the two of us. And currently, we don't fucking see anyone else
it's
ever.
It's not like we can throw a cherry party and just give this soda away.
Yeah. So
the soda party.
Yeah. So we figure, whatever. Maybe we'll buy a case. Maybe we'll buy two since it's at a discount. And that way, you know, maybe we'll share some with one of our friends here. We know she likes cherry flavored stuff too. Whatever. Maybe two cases. Okay. So the woman comes back with the district manager in tow and she says, look, I got my district manager to approve that if you buy all of them, you get them at half price.
Wow. They wanted to move these puppies. Yep. They wanted to move these cherries.
And I wanted to take them. Yep. So it was not a particularly hard sell at that point. I went, well, okay, so how much would that be? She said, well, normally they're $6.79 for a six pack and a case is four six packs. So it'd be like $25 a case normally, but at a discount and then at half price, I'll give you each case at $12. So I was like, okay, so wait, if I buy two cases, that's $48 because they'd be $24.25. You're going to give them to me at half price. So if I buy all five, it's $60. Yeah, so now I'm the owner of five cases of black cherry cream soda.
It's the fiscally appropriate thing to do. This is responsible.
I would like to clarify that in no world am I under any auspices that this is an appropriate or reasonable thing that I've done.
For the record.
Now, this liquor store has assured us that they will be continuing to stock the soda.
Yeah. So now not only
they did the district manager.
Yeah. So says, as I was saying, yeah, sure. I'll buy them. I'll take them off your hands and I'll come back another day to get the other half. Cause I can't fit them all in my car. I said, so I'm curious now that I've bought these, what are you going to do? Is this a product you're going to stock on the shelf now? And she goes, yeah, now I can. Now any of us can, because there isn't five empty cases of inventory that we can't move. So we don't have to discontinue it. We don't have to write it off. We actually got it off the floor. And now, you because of you moving these out of here, yes, now we can stock this product. So now not only am I the owner of 120 bottles of Henry Weinhart's Black Cherry Cream Soda, I am the Black Cherry Cream Soda Baron of Central Texas, who has given the bounteous opportunity to the rest of Central Texas to be able to purchase this soda for the foreseeable future.
That's me masturbating, by the way, to how sexy that prospect is, not me applauding you. That is incredible. You're the savior of black cherry soda in Southeast Texas.
The weird part, it gets weirder from here. This is the part that
that's
we still
act one.
That's
and I'm, happily ever after. I wish.
So, oh God, now the giant comes.
So it gets weirder from here in the sense that I'm starting to wonder where this soda comes from. Henry Weinhart's is a beer brand. If you look up their website right now, you will see references to the beer recipes that they distribute and nothing else. None of their sodas, not even the root beer or the vanilla cream. You know, the mainstream Henry Weinhart's gourmet sodas that you can find on any shelf. They don't talk about those on the website. They only talk about their beers, and their brewery is out of Golden, Colorado. But I look at my bottle and on the label, it says, Blitz Weinhard Gourmet Soda Company, Fort Worth, Texas. And I look at the box and it says the same thing. But I Google Blitz Weinhard Gourmet Soda Company and I get nothing. No website, not a Wikipedia page discussing this company, other than the fact that Blitz Weinhard does exist. And they did at one point brew sodas, and Wikipedia has a couple articles for each of these flavors, but not the black cherry cream, of course, because who cares about that except for me?
Really?
No, they have one for like all of the other flavors except this, this one.
This soda does not exist. It's a Mandela thing.
I pulled this through a dimensional portal somehow.
And she said some guy ordered 5 cases of it. They didn't get his name or number, but they got it anyway.
Yep.
And me, in my retail experience, that is a capital sin. You would never order without getting payment beforehand.
Yep.
I'm getting a shiver.
I'm under the impression that it was actually us having gone back in time.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Oh, dude, that's so cool.
I'm pretty sure that I stand pines to myself and either a clone, twin, or a previous time copy of myself set this entire thing in motion. So the Blitz Weinhard Gourmet Soda Company out of Fort Worth, Texas, we find an address online.
We find an address and a phone number.
An old school, a very old blog that has not been maintained since 2017. It's something like sodapopfan.org. I can't remember the actual website, but this is where I found it. So you could probably Google it and find the same thing. And so we call...
Because I was like, what do we have to lose? Like just call them, whatever.
Just call the number.
So I call, and on the second ring, promptly, someone answers and says, security for blah, blah, blah company. How can I help you?
What?
And I was like, do you brew the Henry Weinhard Black Cherry Cream Soda at this location? And he knew immediately what I was talking about. And he said, no, we don't brew it at that location. You can call 1-800 number or you can visit our website. And I was like, okay.
I know we do brew a lot of things out of here, but that one I can say with confidence that we do not brew here.
Oh, I don't. That's weird. That's weird to me.
It's very weird. And so that's
it's
where
like I know we brew a lot of things, but including trouble. But I cannot confirm nor deny that we brewed that. We definitely don't have any more of that here.
Yeah. There's probably a very rational explanation, which is that this soda company recently went defunct. So this is probably 5 out of the last 20 cases of this soda in existence. And it used to, you know, come from there and now it doesn't. But there's also a chance.
I like this chance.
There's a chance that this is a really weird mystery somehow that.
I think it's a weird mystery, man.
It's gotta be a weird mystery, dude. Like,
this is what I need.
Yeah.
COVID.
I need this. I need this to be weirder than just, oh yeah, they went out of business and another one of your minor commodities is about to be stripped from your hands forever. Enjoy those last 120, jerk.
Yeah, dude. Well, the great and encouraging epilogue of this is that I'm coming to visit you in just a few short weeks.
Woo!
And yeah, I'm super stoked. Less than 4 weeks, which is like so awesome.
Oh yeah.
Literally
I've never
so excited.
Really been. Yeah. I've never really been to your town. So I'm going to enjoy going to that tiny little town, Austin. And I'm definitely gonna enjoy one of these fine colas. Even if you say no, I'll sneak one out.
Oh, good. We keep a tight inventory.
Yeah, at this point, I sign every bottle in and out, man.
There's 150. Each one has an insignia of the original Pokemon 150, and we'll know if a Caterpie goes missing. We'll know.
I have individually tattooed each and every one on my arm, so.
And I read tattoo exit when I drink it.
Yes.
It's a very handy business. This is weird. This is really weird. And I love cherry soda, too. So I'm really excited to wrap my lips around that little bottle.
Well, it's not just me that agrees that it's good, either. Like, first of all, I said, you know, anecdotally, was like, oh yeah, no, this is really good. It's kind of unique. I've never had cherry soda and cream soda mixed. But also, as part of me investigating this entire mystery to figure out, did this get discontinued? Is there confirmation somewhere that they're like, oh yeah, we're cutting all of our gourmet soda line to focus on beer at some point? I figured I would be able to find any record of that online.
Press release or something.
But as I Google.
Or pricing or an eBay.
Anything at all. I can't find anything for that. I mean, I found like listings for these things at various grocery stores regionally, like Meijer and Albertsons had this listing. Who knows if you can actually purchase it from those places right now. My guess would be no. But other places, again, I'm trawling through like hobbyist soda blogs at this point. And people on those blogs agree, no, this is really good. I found a listicle that's like the best of the best cherry sodas. This one was number one on the list. And so, I know. So I'm like, what?
So among the cherry soda hobbyist community, this is manna from heaven.
Yeah, so
we got to get this soda streamy. These guys deserve an award.
So, long story short, if you know absolutely anything about Henry Weinhard or his black cherry cream soda, and if there's any sort of longevity, please let us know.
I mean, I'm savoring each one as if it's my last, because I actually can count down how many there are on Earth as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Yeah, if you guys have any information about this elusive cherry soda, this has been a real gift for the social pages. I can just post, you know, static images as opposed to captioning and cutting custom videos every time. Yeah, I think that for 10 to 12 likes.
You don't know, this might pop off. So, there might be the entire gourmet soda community that rallies around this episode of your podcast.
There are at least two people who have had this soda that aren't me. So
at least two others.
The truth is out there. If you guys have any information on this elusive soda, please email us at censoriouspodcast@gmail.com, please. Or DM us on Instagram @censoriouspodcast. That's sticking with me more than I anticipated, because I heard a lot of this elements of this story. I've seen video and footage of the phone calls. And I saw when you guys were the proud parents driving them home. Didn't you call and they pointed you towards like the Miller Coors company too?
Yeah. The security guard said.
That was weird.
Yeah. He said the website that he sent us to was Molson Coors. And again, he told us to, I don't know, they might be owned by the same company. So this isn't necessarily a mystery, but because I don't know anything about corporations, I'm going to pretend it's another piece of the mystery. He said, you can call 1-800-MILLER-6 or go to MolsonCoors.com. And I was like, which the fuck is it?
Aren't they fighting? Aren't they not on the same team?
It goes so high up. This is a mystery that goes higher up on the ladder. If we're getting names like Coors and Miller Time and all this
isn't
shit.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Don't get acquired by those big companies without really swinging some big bat. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly. Like, this obviously has legs. It's been acquired by one of the biggest brewing companies in the world. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand why we can't get any definitive answer.
It's
based out of Colorado.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is now. And originally they were from Portland, I guess.
Fort Worth.
Yeah. So like originally Henry Weinhard's was established after Prohibition in Portland. And now they're in Golden, Colorado. But at some point their sodas were coming out of Fort Worth, according to the label. But I can find no evidence of such.
And the security guard was like, we don't brew that here.
Were we the first one to ask? There's no way. He must have had someone else ask.
This must be like the company line, like, tell him it's elsewhere.
Yeah, if there's like some old man. All right, let's elicit final theories on this. I think that Henry Weinhard himself is doing sort of the Walt Disney route, where he was very sickly, and this was his favorite of his children sodas.
Yes.
And his soda children, rather. And because this, don't give this soda to a child. This is too good for children.
It's too rare.
Mm-hmm. Give a child Wild Cherry Pepsi with the rest of them. He has been, I think, pickled or entombed in a sort of amniotic sort of glass tube, not unlike Luke Skywalker with his sort of life preservers up his nose and stuff so he doesn't suffocate. But I think that he needs every drop of this soda to survive.
Henry Weinhard has taken them off the shelves to pickle himself in. Yes,
he's pickling himself in these. Mm-hmm. And it's not technically brewed there because it's brewing Henry Weinhard.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. We blew this thing wide open.
So if I go missing, you know that I was right. But what do you guys think? Ultimately, I think the time travel theory is honestly the strongest of any of them.
I mean, it's the most likely, I think.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of multidimensional.
They didn't get his name.
Yeah.
They didn't get his number. Nope. He wants 5 cases and they pre-ordered it without any finance. Because if they had the finances, they could just throw it off and damage it. You know, they could just like mark it off as damages. We got compensated for it. We don't have to seek a refund from Henry Weinhard himself and make them discontinue the soda. But they didn't get the money, dude. That's what that tells me.
Yep. They didn't get the money. Well, that's because I paid for them. So they clearly didn't get the money. And also, they didn't stock them on the shelf. They just kept them back there. But in they were case, stocking other flavors. Yeah.
In case this mysterious man came back to get his soda.
What the fuck? Why didn't they tell... Oh, God damn. That's the weirdest decision in grocery history.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know. This would be pretty easy to get a guess on. But like, based on the fact that the case date expired, quote unquote, November 2019, we can get an accurate time of when the cases were ordered because we can just look at like, well, how long between soda manufacturer
do they lifespan.
Stamp? Yeah, how long do they say that these sodas have as a shelf life? Because, I mean, I'm guessing it's probably longer than a year. I'm thinking this probably happened in 2018 or before that whoever this mysterious man.
How long does soda last on the shelf? I want answers. I want fucking answers, okay? 6 to 9 months after the date printed on the container, if stored properly unopened. Does soda go bad? It gets flat, but this soda isn't flat.
No.
It is not.
It's perfectly good and soda. And
that's after the shelf life thing.
So how long? 6 months after November, we're already past that and it's still good.
Okay, it doesn't add up. These sodas should be flat. This is blasted us into streamy territory this episode. This is almost as good as a reply all.
I told you this. My favorite murder. Seriously. I told you. Mm-hmm. I told you it was an intriguing story. The moment I was talking to this double braided woman who was about 6'3" and she was swinging those things around while she was walking through the store, I was like, this is a story.
She's like, I'm a big bitch and I'm going to tell you a story.
Mm-hmm. The moment they said, if you take all 5 cases, we'll give you at half price, all reason left me. And I was like, oh, for the story? 100%. $60. For a story alone is worth the price, and also I get some damn good soda out of the deal.
Mm-hmm. For sodas, and honestly, it couldn't have come at a better time because I will get to enjoy this soda as well. Yeah, I will get to have some.
You will,
and I love cherry flavored things, and I love cherry soda. I love Wild Cherry Pepsi. I always have.
So you get to be part of the story. You can even keep a bottle if legacy. You want to, because they're not going to exist after this.
Yeah, maybe this is part of it. There's a shortage of this hugely popular soda at grocery stores. Oh, it's about supply chain with sodas. That's the thing, too. I think with the pandemic and all this stuff, like, there, I feel like this kind of mystery is, it's ripe.
Well, there was a whole, like, thing at the beginning of quarantine that was like, the bubbles for carbonated sodas are going to go away. There's no more bubbles. We're running out of bubble juice.
Are you serious?
Is this not a thing that anyone else remembers? Did I make this shit up?
No. What? I don't remember that. That there was going to be a carbonation shortage?
Sounds like a Christopher's Dreams. Which I really look forward to you dubbing over. I think that it's going to be extra good as you... I'll send you with the email. I'll send you what the dream was and you can try and recount it. To the pre-recorded response of your wife and
It's going to be really, really fun for me to just listen to those two talk and me just try to respond where I feel like it's my time.
Yes.
It is going to be the most surreal. Oh, yeah.
Just
I'm doing
go into
it live.
A trance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not. There's going to be no editing. There's going to be no cleanup once I do it. It's just going to be me going for it. Whatever happens, happens, man. Yep.
Dude, who thought that such a gift would occur on such a dark and stormy night? I might have an ulcer still. I have a lot of pain in my tummy after that computer crash and I lost that file.
Dude, I heard that Henry Weinhardt's black cherry cream soda is great for ulcers.
The thing is, drinking this case of expired soda, dude. I was going to say, this either is going to give me wings or teach me to fly or give me x-ray vision or I'm going to get cancer. Like, there is it. No in between. Something is going to happen to me if I continue drinking these sodas.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, what if the link of the week is literally just this first image from Ralph's that is just it's an effervescent image of Henry Weinhardt's black cherry cream soda. It like is glowing in the container. And here's my second theory, because now you mentioned that it has the expiration. I imagine they probably have the expiration. I can't find it looking it up in real time. I imagine they have expiration date like probably a year out. That's right?
What, yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
year and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could recall.
I mean, it's easy enough to get. We can just grab any soda off the store, off the store shelf today.
I feel like it might have something to do with the election. What if this was ordered and it was on layaway in 2016 and they're like, yeah, we'll get it to you. We'll get it to you. What's your name, sir? And now they feel guilty because they didn't have it. And that's in the guarantee of this particular liquor store. And they are like, well, I mean, we should just get it because we have to fulfill the guarantee. This is Texas and we're weird with our guarantees. And they get it and it finally gets in and they don't have the number. They can't call them back. And they just wait for their husband to return from war to collect these sodas. And Donald Trump gets elected and all this crazy shit starts happening.
And then that person defects to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this person could have run, too. They could be on the run.
So what you're telling me is I own 5 cases of Julian Assange's soda, is what you're saying to me right now.
Yes.
This is Julian's soda, dude. This is the only positive thought in his mind as he was getting sort of fireman carried like a baby out of that embassy. He was like, well, at least I'll get some black cherry cream.
Oh, poor Julian. Little do you know, it's now in my living room.
No. You see, through my bounty of purchasing the 5 cases, all of the rest of the stores can stock them. I am the Baron, and I have unblocked the supply chain.
And the rain comes down and puts out the fires in the Pride Lands. Oh, my God.
Let the red rivers flow with my creamy, stone-fruited, flavored sweet water.
Bubbly
water. Oh, my God, guys. This is, by more ways than one, the unexpected episode. I thought that this anecdote was going to be like a few minutes. I thought that I'd be like, oh, that was fun. Thanks, guys. Sorry. We'll figure out next week. We're coming up on 45 minutes here. Soda mystery.
This is incredible.
I didn't even know that it was this, it ran this deep.
I mean, I was saving it for a special occasion, and I think today was that occasion. So I'm glad that it got its legs, because I've been sitting on this and pondering it myself now since, well, I mean, it's only been yesterday, really. It's felt like at least a week that I've been sitting on this and trying to figure it out. So
this has been my dream since lunch.
I'm looking up at Walmart. Delivery not available. Pickup not available. 1 rating, 5 stars. I love this product.
Amazon.
That was going back in time.
Would love to buy some more.
Oh,
and it was from a little under a month ago.
Oh, my God.
The 1 review.
There you go.
How did they get,
I don't know,
any of this
a month
ago? You can
get a 6-pack from Amazon, apparently, but it costs you $45 plus $8 shipping. No, maybe it's $18. I know. I looked it up and I was like, well, that's not happening.
Who's the retailer?
I don't know. I didn't see who the reseller was on Amazon. I'm not sure.
Let me see here. All right. I pulled it up here. The sale, the person selling it, it only pictures one soda. it's sold by Only Survival Gear LLC.
What?
Oh my God. Insane. Cereal, eat your heart out.
Oh my God. And this is please be the only thing they sell. No, what are they? Holy shit. What are their policies? Don't tell anyone about this soda.
Oh my God,
dude. This is not a food retailer that sells this soda, bro. Products. There's like a book. There's like a duct tape with glitter on it.
What?
There's the money answer book. And there's the soda. And then a Black Panther keychain. Black Panther. Oh my God. It all comes back to Chadwick.
That sounds like a random assortment of items that you could plunder from a convenience store during the apocalypse.
Yeah, dude. And there's like a compression shirt. And dude, for 100 big boys, plus just $4 shipping, you can get a pack of 12. But this one of the Henry Weinhardt's Black Cherry Cream, but it only has one rating and it's 1 star. And it says, I can get a 6-pack for $5 at me local supermarket. All right, we have a pirate twist here.
When?
These are severely overpriced. One person found this helpful. May 14th, 2020. What is it about this soda that has popped off ever since
the
pandemic?
This is so shocking.
May 14th, 2020, Mel W. leaves a 1-star review with way overpriced.
That doesn't Mel, it was
$100.
Wait.
You spent $100?
Wait. I have a bottle, and on the label, it says it's made in Fort Worth. Where locally can you get it if I called the Fort Worth distributor and they said they don't make it? Where?
Now I'm looking up Mel W.
Mel,
are you ready for this?
I need you to reach out. What?
Mel W. lives in Portage, Michigan.
What the fuck?
How does it
That's
get
not
there?
Even the right coast.
Where? It's also not Portland or Colorado. Where is this?
Oh,
where
my
do
God.
They make
at her
this?
Local, at her local store in Portage, Michigan. It couldn't be farther from Texas.
Or where it is apparently made in Colorado. Or where it's apparently not bottled in Fort Worth.
I don't know what's happening.
One person that you called was surprised that you were asking about it.
No one was like, I'm sorry, the Black Cherry Hoobie, what's it now? No. The person at who, by the way, has probably not actually like looked or touched at these boxes for since they came in, knew exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
it,
even
didn't
like.
Didn't look it up, didn't have to like think
no,
about
she
it.
She responded instantly. And the security guard, well, first of all, what? Why do you even know what comes in and out of here?
Yeah.
Your job is security, my dude. But he was confident that they did not make the specific product we were asking about there.
And they don't know anything.
Except about this soda.
Except if they were told to not know something.
Dude, I'm tempted to ask a question about this product. I'm tempted to ask a question of this seller and say, what dimension are you from? I got the package dimensions, but I want to know your dimension, sir.
Oh my God. I have goosebumps.
I want to know your dimension. Only Survival Gear LLC.
What?
It's helping me survive.
And this isn't. Wait. I just put it together the name. So it's Only Survival Gear. So in theory, what is listed here at Only Survival Gear, we sell Only Survival Gear, right?
Yeah.
Black Panther keychains.
Yep.
And bottles of
Black
Henry
Panther
Weinhardt's
keychain,
Black Cherry Cream.
Glitter duct tape and Henry Weinhardt's Black Cherry Cream, dude.
Yeah.
For $44. That's what you need to survive.
This is a prophecy.
Yeah. I think it might be Chad. I think it might be him.
My God.
He might be the mysterious man.
Well, thank you, Chadwick. And I have
thank
purchased
you, Chadwick.
It. And we'll drink them in your honor.
Pour some out for the
homeless. Wakanda forever. Weinhardt's forever. Oh my God, guys. I think we better hop off before our heads pop. This is
before our FBI agent has to deploy a drone to take us down.
In case something happens to me, I do not have suicidal tendencies, suicidal thoughts. I have no intention of harming myself.
If this episode does not come out tomorrow by 12 p.m., something terrible has happened, and it's because I got too close.
Or your computer crashed again.
Or your computer literally said no. Or my computer crashed.
Oh, yeah, we better save it now. All right. Do you guys have anything in closing from the last cherry cream soda baron of Texas?
I'm just happy to be here, honestly.
Yeah, it's some pretty good soda.
Well, you heard it here first. I'm happy to be here as well for now. I'm spooked, guys. I'm really spooked. And we might actually have to classify this out of the comedy genre and into like maybe the true crime or unsolved mysteries, because this is...
Is there a horror genre for podcasts?
Oh, hell yes, there is. We might actually... Yeah. Man, I'll talk to our people at Anchor and maybe we'll make that happen.
Yeah, but, I think that's a good idea.
Thank you guys so much for saving our bacon this week. I would say I'm sorry for the terrible accident that happened, but I feel like it might now be connected to this soda mystery, because we never would have, this never would have seen the light of day, this narrative in the way that it has, had that not happened.
Chad wanted this.
He needed it to happen.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys so much. I love you guys for helping me out tonight. I know it's late, so, but everyone out there, do something nice for your friends and share a pop open a bottle of soda in our honor. And we'll make that the link of the week. So you can see this like purely otherworldly looking, press photo of this gorgeous soda that I can't wait to, wrap my lips around. So, follow us on, Censorious Podcast at Instagram. Email us at censoriouspodcast@gmail.com with any information on the soda. And we'll give you a little bit of a prize, maybe, our first round of merch that we're developing right now, which we're super excited to announce, in a few weeks here as we enter the holiday season. It's a great gift. Let me think. Thank you to Taylor Hudson for doing all of our guitar licks and writing Christopher's Dreams. Thank you to DrewNicholsMusic.com and Drew Nichols for composing our theme song. Everyone out there, masks save lives, Black Lives Matter, and we love you, we fear you, but not as much as these fucking soda people. Good night.
I am a tortured man.